Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are scheduled to debate on September 10th, but the 2024 presidential election is already in the bag, at least according to Alan Lichtman, who joins us right now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on again. You're an American University historian. You've been called the Nostradamus of presidential election predictions. Near perfect 40-year track record, is that true?
That's true. Ever since I predicted Ronald Reagan's reelection in April 1982, during the worst recession to date, since the Great Depression, when 60% of Americans thought he was too old to run, and his approval ratings were down in the dumps.
Well, I spoke to you in 2016, and you were among the few to accurately predict Donald Trump's victory. Did you really get a note from him?
I sure did. I got a note which said, "Congrats, Professor. Good call." And signed in big Sharpie letters, Donald J. Trump, right on the Washington Post interview where I made my prediction right on that page.
All right. Well, a lot has changed in this. I don't know. You waited till after Labor Day to make your prediction. You have Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and then Joe Biden drops out of the race, and you thought that could be a tragic mistake for the Democrats, correct?
Yes, but the Democrats listened to me and got smart. They finally grew a spine and a brain and united behind Harris, which avoided the loss of the contest key, which I thought they were heading for a big party brawl, which cost them both the incumbency key and the contest key, a fatal combination, but they dodged that bullet.
Okay, well, you're talking about these keys. You have 13 keys to the White House. You developed them. It's a set of true and false statements, and you use these to predict the outcome of all the elections?
That's correct. And they differ from the pundits, who don't have a scientific basis or a track record. They differ from the polls, which are snapshots, not predictors. They tap into the structure of how American presidential elections really work as votes up or down on the strength and performance of the White House party. And that's what the 13 keys gauge. And it's a simple decision rule. If six or more of the keys are false, go against the White House party, they're predicted losers. Otherwise, they're predicted winners.
All right. Party mandate is number one. No primary contest. Three is incumbent seeking reelection. That changed.
That's right. That's the one key they lost as a result of the Biden switch. But that's it.
No third party. That just cleaned itself up, correct?
Right. And Harris may have helped that because voters didn't have to decide between two old white guys. I hate to say that, being an old white guy. And she may have facilitated the withdrawal of RFK Jr., salvaging that key.
All right. Number five, strong short-term economy.
That is a very specific key measured by whether or not there is no recession in the election year. There is no recession, no sign of a recession. No way a recession is going to take hold in just a couple of months. That key is true.
Strong long-term economy is number six. Seven, major policy change.
That's correct. The long-term economy key is measured by real per capita growth term compared to the last two terms, and growth is more than double. That's true. And of course, there were huge policy changes in the transition from Trump to Biden. So that key is true.
No social unrest is number eight.
Yes. And, you know, we've had sporadic protests. But again, to call these keys, you have to see how they've been defined and called since retrospectively 1860. And to turn that key, there has to be massive sustained social unrest sufficient to call into question the nation's stability like we had in the 60s. Nothing approaching that this time. That key is true.
No scandal. What about Hunter Biden?
Again, you got to stick to the definition, which is the key. Scandal has to implicate the president himself, and there has to be some bipartisan recognition. Republicans have tried to pin a scandal on Biden for 4 years, come up empty. It does not turn regarding the president's family, their son, or Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's
right.
reprehensible brother.
10, no foreign or military failure. We have some things going on.
Yeah, this is the two foreign policy keys are very hard to call because we have two wars raging with a lot of fluidity. We have worked towards a ceasefire, which may or may not happen. So right now, I would tentatively call that key false.
Major foreign or military success?
You know, Joe Biden and Joe Biden alone brought together the coalition of the West that stopped Putin from quickly conquering Ukraine and threatening our NATO allies. Biden's continuing support has kept Ukraine afloat for more than 2.5 years. This will go down as a truly historic accomplishment. But again, things are fluid, but at least right now I'm calling that true.
All right, we have two more. 12 is charismatic incumbent.
Yes, this is a very high threshold key. You have to be one of those once in a generation, broadly inspirational, transformational candidates who cuts across partisan lines. Whatever you may think of Harris, she hasn't reached that level yet. That key is false.
An uncharismatic challenger.
Yes, Donald Trump is a showman, but remember, to turn that key, you have to be broadly appealing, and Donald Trump appeals only to a narrow base. His approval rating in 4 years as president averaged 41%, one of the lowest in history. He lost two consecutive elections by a combined 10 million popular votes. So whatever you may think of him, he's not a Ronald Reagan or a Franklin Roosevelt. So that key is true.
So come November, the winner will be, according to your 13 keys?
With fewer than six keys against the White House party, we are going to have a precedent-breaking result. Kamala Harris, according to my system, will become the first female president of the United States. A big crack in the glass ceiling.
Interesting. We will hold you to this and maybe call you after the election. And who's going to win the 2025 Senior Olympics, Alan?
I'm shooting for it. I've qualified in two races. I'm not the favorite, but I've got a year to train. It's not till next July.
It's a pleasure to talk to you again, Alan Lichtman. And how do people follow you? What's the best place?
The best way is to follow my live show every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern at Alan Lichtman YouTube.
Thank you so much for talking with us, and I will let you know if, everyone will let you know if you're right on this.
After doing this for 40 years, I've managed to make the entire country really, really mad at me.
Well, thank you for joining us, Alan. Good luck in the Olympics, and we'll talk to you again. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.